Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I am your host, Buzz, and another disappointing one up at Citi Field last night. Another really, really disappointing outcome for your fighting Phils. They lose 5-1, and this is a team who looked absolutely lifeless, and like they were sleepwalking through a game. And the post-game reaction, you know, clearly warranted that, clearly showed that this, you know, people are frustrated. People are fed up. People are, you know, not in a good place with this team right now. And, you know, they're down. They lose 5-1. It's bad at bat after bad at bat after bad at bat. Just, first of all, the biggest news is that Christopher Sanchez has forearm tightness. We don't know what the exact diagnosis of that just yet, but an IL stint could be imminent. Joe Ross had to take down three innings. Jordan Romano had to take down an inning. Tanner Banks, two-thirds of an inning. Kirkering, third of an inning. Hernandez had to go an inning. So look for that to now cycle over into Wednesday, which is already, you know, that's going to be a thing now as well. So really frustrating stuff from the baseball team. They score one total run. Johan Rojas drove it in with a single in the second inning, and that was it. And this offense continues to struggle at Citi Field. They made Griffin Canning look great. He went five innings, allowed just one run, and then their bullpen was lights out on Tuesday night. And this is a game where there were mistakes, like, you know, Schwarber getting doubled up, and it's just really, really frustrating to see what's happened with this team right now. And you know, it's an annoying, reality of what is going on with the Phillies at this current juncture, because it doesn't really feel like there's a whole lot of you know, optimism with them right now. I know that they are 13-11, but that record seems to be draining quick. I know that they are, you know, in a position currently where you know, Stott's hitting well in the leadoff spot, and he had a couple of hits on, you know, here on Tuesday. But other than that, it's like, you know, it felt like you could have given them, I said this after game four last year, it felt like you could have given them 20 innings and they would have never pushed another run across like that. And it just feels like the Mets have this mental edge. Like I said, they didn't even throw no long balls in this game. Like, Lindor did it to me again, three hits, an RBI. And it's just, it's a frustrating thing to see. It is really, really frustrating that, you know, this team continues to go down easily. The Mets, you know, have won the series already. They'll try and salvage it on Wednesday. And that's kind of where things stand. And, you know, I don't know what, even if they win on Wednesday, this was a bigger series. I said yesterday that this was a bigger series than that Mets series was. That this was a bigger, quote unquote, test than that Mets series. Or than that Dodgers series. That this Mets series was bigger than that Dodgers series. And they're failing right now. They feel like, they look like the JV team when the Mets are the varsity. They give up at bats easily. They swing early in counts. They get themselves out, and it's just, it is an excruciating watch to watch this, to watch these guys play right now. It's unfortunate. It really is just a painful watch. And it's, I don't know why this feels like, I don't want to say it's rock bottom, because they're still, they've still won more games than they've lost, and maybe they'll go to Wrigley and sweep or do something weird like that. But, and Sanchez going out early obviously did not help them. But again, it's just no run support. Turner 0-for-4. I don't know when he's going to look like a star, if ever. Harper 0 for 3. Castellanos 0 for 4. And the Turner thing really bugged me because he just looks like kind of just a guy right now. And meanwhile, on the other side, Francisco Lindor looks like the clear better shortstop. Orion Kerkering comes in. Like, your job is to get one out against Alonso, and he allows a couple of runs. Like, he is unbelievably frustrating right now. Unbelievably frustrating. And I just don't know. It's hard to feel positive. It's hard to imagine that 24 hours from now we'll feel positive about any takeaways from the series, that will feel good about anything that took place. It's just not where this team needs to be. It's not where this fan base, I know, would like it to be. It feels like the Mets are the better team. They continue to fall back in the standings. I know it's quote unquote too early to look at the standings, but they are four back. A lot of baseball left. I know if I had a dollar for every time I heard that, I'd lose my mind. And then a lot of runners left on base in this. They left nine on base, and all of the Mets' runs, all five hits came, and I heard Jack make mention of this on the final out on Tuesday night. All of them came with two outs. Like, their two-out approach to shorten up, put a ball in play, hit a line drive, and get the runners in is remarkable. And their ability to their pitching factory that they have up there, that has really come into fruition the last couple of years, is remarkable. I know money buys a lot of things, but it's not like they're not the Dodgers. Like, when you look at their team and their lineup, it doesn't look like the Dodgers. They paid a bajillion dollars for Juan Soto, and yet he's in the lineup every night. But he's had a slow start to the season. Hasn't even had a hit in the series. Juan Soto hasn't. And here we are looking at a team with, they have the better shortstop, they have the better leader. Lindor started out his contract slow. He's really coming into it. And, Soto has struggled, and their pitchers have been good, and Kerkering is now not that guy. So who do you even trust in the bullpen right now? Banks allowed a run also. So, I don't know, Alvarado and Strom? Bullpen clearly got worse from a year ago. That's a real frustrating reality that's kind of developed here. So it sucks. It really friggin' sucks. I just don't know. I don't know. This is the type of series that lingers a while. They do not play the Mets again until June 20th. Well, like after Wednesday's game, Wednesday the 23rd. They don't step on the field again with the Mets until June 20th when they come to Citizens Bank Park. That's another marquee series. Friday night, they're on Apple TV. Saturday night on Fox. Sunday night on ESPN. All 7 o'clock games. Like, that's going to be another marquee series. And then they go back to Citi Field in late August. And then the Mets come back in September. Like, these are the games that are going to decide the division. And it's frustrating as hell. For anyone who hasn't hit the panic meter yet, anyone who has, not the panic meter, but the frustration meter, the I don't know, where to go from here meter, it's very, very, it's just really frustrating. And it's an upsetting team to watch. It's a frustrating team to watch. I don't know how many other words I can use to describe it. They actually had a 4-3 homestand, now on a 3-game losing skid. And, these losses hurt. They really, really hurt. And it feels like an up and down. We're going to be in for an up and down season, but the bullpen's not good enough. The starting pitching now, by the way, all right. So Sanchez is out, and now I think that should eliminate all Suarez to the bullpen talk here for a while. I think that is something that needs to at least temporarily go away here. I don't know how anyone can sit here and say that, this is that he should be, he's better off in the bullpen than he would be in a starting rotation spot, especially if you lose Sanchez. Taiwan Walker is just retaining his starting spot as a result of all this. So I don't know what the solution is. I know that Giglio on the midday show, Joe Giglio on the midday show, I was actually producing it on Monday, was really pushing for the idea that, get Andrew Painter up now and put him in this bullpen. He'll take down multiple innings for you right now. He could get major league bats out right now. I was against it. I think you might need that starting pitching depth more than you need the bullpen depth. And I think Sanchez getting hurt almost brings that immediately into fruition. There is no viable solution. Like I was a defender of the offseason, so to speak, because I felt like Kepler, while not a huge upgrade, was overplaying Marsh and Rojas. I felt like Lizardo was a sizable upgrade in the rotation. But the one thing I was critical of was this bullpen. The bullpen feels worse than it was a season ago. Like the bullpen feels significantly worse than it was a season ago. Losing Hoffman looks like a horrendous decision right now. It just does. Like it looks like a decision that's going to be tough to defend, tough to explain. I know he had, arm issues, but it looks like something that's really, really difficult to get behind at the moment. And I just don't know where they're going to have to ride this out for a while. And they're going to have to hope that they win more games than not, probably go a little heavy on trying to get a reliever at the trade deadline and go from there. Because I don't know what else could possibly be in store for this team. I don't know how you say to yourself, yes, we can hang with the big dogs, the Dodgers, the Mets, all these teams in the National League. The Phillies do not currently sit in a playoff spot, for whatever it's worth. They are, as of this moment, as play wraps up on Tuesday, they're a game and a half out of a wild card spot and four games back in the NL East, as I mentioned. Listen, I think they got a good rotation. They have had an inconsistent lineup thus far. But overall, this is a team with a lot of holes in it. And this is not the way they needed to start the season. It's funny, coming into the season, excuse me, it felt like the Phillies were in a no-win spot, which is that either they were going to start out the season hot, everyone's going to be like, I don't really buy it, like show me in October, or they were going to start out slow and everyone's going to say, see, it's same old, same old. And right now it feels more like the latter. Even though they are 13-11, it definitely feels more like the latter than the first one. And that kind of just sucks. That really sucks the life out of just everything when you realize that to be the case. So again, I don't know where they go from here. I don't know. I hope they can quote unquote salvage the series against the Mets. Wrigley Field's not always been the friendliest to them in the past, though they did win 2 of 3 there last summer. Sometimes those games are weird, especially when it's cold in April, though I was looking at the forecast for Chicago this weekend. Didn't look all that horrible, relatively speaking, for Chicago. By the way, a bit of a weird series. It's kind of the reverse. You have a day game on Friday, late afternoon on Saturday, and then the night game on Sunday. Usually you'd obviously have the reverse of that, but Sunday night's on ESPN, and then they love their day games at Wrigley, especially on Friday. So the Phillies are in danger of falling below 500 by the end of this trip if they don't turn it around fast. I would like to see a better approach at the plate. I would like to see this bullpen get guys out. The Phillies, once again, I said they desperately needed a long outing from Nola on Monday. He went into the seventh. He ultimately, I think that was more so because of a lack of trust in the bullpen from Thompson. Sanchez got hurt on Tuesday. They need Zach Wheeler in the biggest way to flat out shove against this Mets team on Wednesday. This is like the type of day you need like 7-8 innings from him to really feel good about where this team's headed. So it's not great. I'm not going to paint this with a positive brush right now because it is not great. So if anyone has any reactions to it, we'd love to hear from you in the comments. You can tweet me at Dan_Wilson4. Always love to hear from people there. But where are you at right now? One of the biggest question marks coming into the season was, how does this team stack up with the Mets? I thought they stacked up nicely. I thought the Mets pitching was a struggle. I thought this Mets lineup was beatable. And by the way, you look up and down the Mets lineup, like, Lindor's hitting 300. Soto, slow start the season, hitting 233. Alonso's off to a monster start. Vientos, batting below the Mendoza line. Marte, below the Mendoza line. Torrens, below, 228. Tyrone Taylor, 200. Acuna, 275. And Azekar, 429. This lineup is beatable. This is not an unbeatable lineup for the Mets right now, and they are shoving it to the Phils. They are picking up right where they left off. I tweeted this on Tuesday that Citi Field feels like the new Truist Park. Like, it really feels like those trips to Atlanta used to feel just a struggle to get through each and every time. It sucks. It flat out sucks that I'm dreading these trips to New York every time. Now, they don't do it again until August. They will be a post-trade deadline baseball team at that point. But they got some work to do. This Phillies team has some work to do. Better approach at the plate. Bringing back Kevin Long feels like it could turn out to be a mistake at the end of this season. The approach at the plate has not wowed me in the early going. I don't think this is so much on Rob Thompson. This feels more like a Dave Dombrowski issue, not really managing the bullpen well, thinking that this team was good enough when it wasn't. It flat out sucks to be... It's not fun watching these games right now, is the best way I can put it. So that's where I'm at. Again, would love to know where other people stand on all of this, and whether you're generally more positive, more negative on the Phillies right now. So again, as we look ahead, the week in Philly sports, if you will, a 1-10 getaway day against the Mets on Wednesday. Then you got an off day on Thursday. NFL draft, first round, so excited for that. If people want to tune into WIP, I'll actually be producing. Joe Giglio and the crew will be down at the Link watch party. Always nice. Always a good thing when you're picking at 32. Means you just won the Super Bowl. And then three games at Wrigley. And I would love if they could somehow come away with a 500 road trip. It would be incredible if they could somehow pull off the 500 road trip, come back. You got more games against the stinking Washington Nationals at home, and the Diamondbacks, who are actually above you in the wild card standings, and put together a nice little homestand before, it's actually one. This is a total side note. Looking at the schedule this year, mostly I don't think they ever have longer than a 6 or 7 game homestand, and never they had a 7 game homestand just now. That was their longest, or at least tied for the longest homestand of the season. And they're never on the road for more than 7 games. The schedule makers actually kind of did them a favor there. Sometimes you go on the road for 10 days, you're home for 10 days. The schedule makers, it's basically 2 series at home, 2 series road, 2 series home, 2 series road. So when we talk about these homestands, these road trips, going to be a lot of here is the home, 4-2, 3-3, 5-1, and then reverse, 4-2, 3-3, 5-1. So looking forward to hopefully getting back to the winning ways as they head to Wrigley. Always a fun place. Always, I got to visit there last year for the first time. Awesome, awesome ballpark. Highly recommend. For anyone who has never been. And hopefully we see a lot of Phillies fans out there this time around as well. So that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Hopefully, let's get a win here on Wednesday. And then, Francisco Rojas, Justin Morgenstein, they will have you for the rest of the week as they hopefully are not talking about it. This team could be 500 as soon as Friday afternoon. So hopefully that is not the direction things are headed. So again, that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in. As always, you can follow me on Twitter @Dan_Wilson4. You can see the latest, my Phillies thoughts, where I'm going to be at, hosting on WIP, and all that fun stuff. So again, thank you so much to everyone for tuning in. I'll talk to you next time.